110 on WTOP. Tomorrow marks a month since 8-year-old Relisha Rudd went missing. So where, at what point in the city, did our society and our city services fail the missing girl? Joining us live with her thoughts on this is Washington Post columnist Petula Dvorak. Petula, good to have you back. Hope we have a good phone line this time.
Thank you. I'm so sorry about that. Must have been the snow.
Yes, I will blame the snow always.
Exactly.
So this is a very disturbing story, and it just seems like at every turn, something went wrong for this little girl.
Absolutely. Well, she had a tough life. And right now we hope that she's still with us, of course. She's 8 years old. She spent the last 18 months of her life living in the DC homeless shelter. She had contact with social workers, school workers, possibly police. We don't know, but it's one of those things where we can finger point at every agency and every point of contact and who sounded the alarm bell, but that's what we'll probably end up doing in the next couple of weeks to see where it failed. But the biggest overarching issue is she's homeless, and that is where the social fabric really tears and these kids fall through.
You know, Petula, though, it does beg the question, there are so many children that go missing every day in this country. Is this case really different in terms of her being sort of left to fend for herself, in a sense?
Yes, yes. Well, I think when a child is homeless and she's living in a shelter like this, it's a very transient community.
Mm-hmm.
If she were in a home where she grew up, where people knew her, you know, if she wasn't on the walk where she always played every day, people would notice that. Neighbors would notice. You know, if she was at a home school where she had been going for a couple of years, they would notice that it was really unusual mm-hmm. for her to be gone for a couple of weeks. When you're in a transient situation like that, there aren't enough stops to see when something is really wrong.
And does that include the school system? I mean, if a child is missing for school for a period of time, you know, calls are made, things happen, but in this case, it doesn't seem that it did.
There was an alert. Someone had noted that she hadn't been in school, but there wasn't a lot of follow-up from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
And what you said about missing is correct. If you remember, there was a 14-year-old girl also missing from the homeless shelter, and she was found in Los Angeles in a hotel room, and she had been trafficked.
What about all the people who seem to have been preyed upon by this janitor who they are now looking for and who is charged with murder? He apparently was giving out $20 bills to children, you know, willy-nilly in the homeless shelter. What about, should somebody have been held responsible for saying, and to look at this and say, something's not right here?
Absolutely. And that was really profound. The women I talked to in the shelter, many of them had stories about his generosity. Some said it was normal. Many had sensed that it was inappropriate. And at some point, there should have been a supervisor who said that he shouldn't be, as many people said, fraternizing with the residents at the shelter. Some flags should have gone up that mm-hmm. he was too close.
The headline on your story this morning, Petula, says that the disappearance of Relisha deserves as much attention as the Malaysian jetliner. Have we also failed in how we are communicating about this and reporting on this story?
Well, you've been doing a great job, and I think the alert really has been sounded. But I just, you know, I covered Chandra Levy. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was on the front page every day, and it was profound. And I just, I have a hard time understanding why we as a city aren't shaking and crying and screaming that this child clearly, and it's not like, you know, we know that something must be wrong. The man she is with is wanted for murder.
Right.
Something must be wrong here.
Yep, we agree. Okay, well, Petula, we really appreciate you coming on with us this afternoon, and let's keep talking about this.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and thank you for staying on this. It's really powerful.
Washington Post columnist Petula Dvorak.